In just about every town, there's one place locals will send you for a taste of regional cuisine. In Cleveland, that place is the West Side Market, a food lover's Shangri-La. Dizzying rows of the freshest, brightest, cheapest fruits and vegetables stand alongside stalls selling meat, poultry, pastries, and spices, all beneath a glorious vaulted terracotta ceiling.
You can buy one, you can buy two, you can buy four, you can buy a half dozen.
And then in a middle aisle, wedged between Teresa's Bakery and Einfeld Meats, sits the Pierogi Palace, the kind of place you would find only in a city filled with the descendants of Polish and Ukrainian immigrants. Two glass and stainless steel cases display the little half moons of noodly dough made by owners Dave Guaja and his mom, Rhonda Radel. This is one of their busiest times of year, Lent, high season for pierogi. Today, Dave Blaha is manning the counter.
Hi there.
Hi.
So what is a pierogi?
Pierogi is essentially a stuffed dumpling.
You remember eating this as a child?
Oh, yes. My grandmother and great-grandmother spent all day Saturday, every Saturday, making them. Potato and cheese, sauerkraut, cottage cheese, mostly the traditionals.
I noticed that you have over here, you know, your potato and your cottage cheese.
Yes.
But as you round the corner here, you actually have Cajun pierogies,
yes.
Bourbon meatball pierogies,
yes.
Goat cheese pierogies.
Yes. We make 150 different kinds. Today we have potato, bacon, and cheddar, mozzarella with mushroom. I have sauerkraut with kielbasa, cabbage. I have steak quesadilla. Crab meat, two kinds of barbecue beef. I have corned beef hash, Reuben, turkey con queso. That's about what I've got left today.
I'm guessing that there are some pierogi purists out there who say, hey, wait a minute, I don't want a Kung Pao pierogi.
Oh, that's fine. You don't have to. We have the traditional that you will like.
So if I were to buy these and take them home, how should I prepare them?
Put them in a skillet with bit of water and butter, and if you prefer onions, with the onions. And once the butter melts, put your pierogies in and saute them on medium heat for about 5 or 6 minutes. Turn them once halfway through. If you like them crispy, fry them about 7 or 8 minutes with the heat a little bit higher.
So there's no room back here for you to actually make pierogies. Where do you make these?
No, we rent time in our church's kitchen out in Parma.
Which is a suburb of Cleveland.
Yes.
How many do you make per week?
Oh, we make about 70 to 100 dozen a week on average. Now, Lent is our very busy time. We'll be in the kitchen 3 or 4 days a week instead of just two.
Well, Dave Blaha of Pierogi Palace, thank you for educating us about the pierogi.
And thank you for coming. A pleasure to talk with you.
Got a customer.
Thank you.
Can I get a potato with cottage cheese and chives?
Okay.
Can you get a mix of them at all?
Yeah, you can get a mix. You can buy one of each if you'd like.
These are funny ones.
Yes.
These are not normal Polish pierogies.
How about eggplant?
Yeah, let's do one of those.
Okay.
What is your name?
Melissa Mambort.
So what are you pierogies you grew up eating?
Yeah, I'm half Polish, so I actually make my own pierogies and stuff. So when I saw this was here, I was like, oh, I have to, because it takes a lot of time to make them myself, so.
What would your grandmother say if she knew that you were trying an
eggplant?
Well,
Grandpa's the Polish one.
Oh, okay, Grandpa.
He would just say that they're not real pierogies, so. What's in that one?
Red, green, and yellow peppers with a touch of mozzarella cheese.
Yeah, let's do that.
The Pierogi Palace in Cleveland's West Side Market.